Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dean Richards Entertainment Report now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And Dean, explain this Tiffany Haddish story to me, because as I understand it, the allegations were false, but she lost all of her jobs?
Yeah, the allegations came out a month ago. We've been telling you about this, where there were a man and a woman, then a boy and girl, who claimed that they were used in a comedy sketch for the Funny or Die website, in which they were enticed to do sexual things. That was the accusation against both Tiffany Haddish and comedian Ari Spears. Yesterday, and they filed a lawsuit. Yesterday, they dropped the lawsuit. They said that it didn't happen, and they know that Tiffany Haddish would never do anything to harm them. They apologized to her for any inconvenience. But what happened yesterday, even though the lawsuit was dropped and, you know, that was over, Tiffany Haddish said that it cost her everything. Once those accusations came out, jobs that she had lined up, movies, appearances, things that she had set up, all were dropped because nobody wanted to be associated with somebody that had accusations hanging over their head like that. So she says that she lost everything. She has no gig. She has no job. She has no anything lined up right now. There are a couple of projects that are in, that she did prior to all of this. But she is basically saying she has to start completely over again because of these allegations that were recanted, that were, you know, turned out to be false.
Doesn't seem fair. What sure about doesn't. Innocent until proven guilty?
Yeah. How about not? I mean, you know, I've said this for a long time, where there have been so many cases where, you know, the public on social media, even the media, I sure try not to do it, but. You know, I guess sometimes you do, where these kinds of things play out in public. Mm-hmm. They play out in the public, and they probably, you know, until they are resolved, they probably really shouldn't. It's not fair to the people who are being accused, and as you say, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, it's the world we live in now, social media. Talk about this campaign Carol Burnett is on right now.
Yeah, this is, I think, a really nice thing. The legendary director, Harold Prince, is the recipient of 21 Tony Awards, more than anybody else, for shows like Evita and... was the original director of Phantom of the Opera. I mean, the list goes on and on of legendary shows that he either directed or produced on Broadway. Carol Burnett yesterday took to social media. God bless her, 89 years old and getting on Instagram and starting a campaign. She wants to rename the Majestic Theater, where Phantom of the Opera is playing and will be closing for the first time in over 30 years. She wants to rename that theater for the late director, Harold Prince. She says it's more than fitting that the Majestic houses Phantom of the Opera, directed by Hal, the longest-running show in Broadway history. I can't think of a better way to honor his brilliant contributions to the theater than changing the Majestic to the Harold Prince Theater. A little bit of a local connection. It was Hal Prince who produced and directed Carol Burnett's play that she wrote along with her late daughter, Carrie Hamilton, called Hollywood Arms, that world premiered at the Goodman Theater back in 2002. So a little bit of a Chicago connection to the whole thing as well.
Yeah, that would be a nice honor for Harold Prince, and quite an honor for Taylor Swift, isn't it?
Yeah, this is pretty nice. I mean, she's a pretty prolific songwriter, and now her fellow songwriters have honored that. The Nashville Songwriters Association has named Taylor Swift Songwriter Artist of the Decade. She's the first female musician to receive this honor. Toby Keith and Vince Gill are previous recipients, and this award covers all of the songs that she's written between 2010 and 2019. I hope in her acceptance speech she thanks all the boyfriends that she's had over the years, because that's been, you know, largely about the body of her work of telling the story of bad relationships that she's had.
You better be careful, Dean. If you have a bad interview with her, you're going to be mentioned in the next song.
I wish she would write a song about me.
Let's take a break here, and we'll talk about Brad Pitt, some reboots, and more with Dean Richards. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and Beverly Hills Cop is coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they announced that Eddie Murphy was bringing back his Axel Foley character for a Netflix movie, and that still is going to happen. But yesterday they confirmed that some of the actors that were in some of the original Beverly Hills Cops movies, there were three of them, will be back. Judge Reinhold will be back. John Ashton will return. Paul Reiser and Bronson Pinchot. Wow, when was the last time we heard that name? He was half of the TV show Perfect Strangers, and he played that persnickety store clerk. So we don't know what they're going to be doing in this new movie. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley is what it will be called for Netflix. We don't know when it's going to be coming out. They're shooting it right now in California. But the last one, I was surprised when I read this, that it was the last Beverly Hills Cop movie came out in 1994.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it was that long ago.
The original Avatar is back too, isn't it?
Yeah, on big screen. I guess they're a little bit afraid. You know, they have the Avatar sequel coming out in December, and they think that not a lot of people are going to remember what they saw in the last Avatar movie, since it came out 13 years ago. They probably are correct. I think I saw the movie two or three times because I remember being so blown away by it, of its you know, beauty and originality. But what they've decided to do is put it back on big screens for 2 weeks, starting tomorrow, so everyone can kind of get reacquainted with the franchise. What they're also doing is giving you a little sneak preview of some of the new movie as well. So if you do go to see Avatar on big screen this weekend, you'll get a little bit of Avatar: The Way of the Water, which is scheduled for release in December. You'll get a little sneak peek at that at the same time.
I wonder if theaters are going to do more of that. How successful, for example, when they had the original Jaws movie playing a while back,
yeah.
Did that work out?
It sure did. That was that weekend when where the movies were only, it was only $3 to get into,
oh, right,
to the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people, a lot of people went to see Top Gun. Very few people went to see any of the other new movies that are out there. The number one movie for that $3 weekend was Jaws on big screen. I mean, think about it. A lot of people have never seen this movie the way that it was intended to be seen,
mm-hmm,
on big screen. So I remember going to see it at the Ford City Theater. This was a big deal to go to the Ford City Theater back in the day. I went to go and see the Jaws movie on big screen and was terrified just like everybody else was.
Yeah, you didn't go in the water for about 10 years after that. But it was the first summer blockbuster, wasn't it?
It was one of the first big ones, yeah. I didn't go back in the water because of the alewives here in Chicago. Not so much sharks.
Can smell them now. And what's this about Brad Pitt? And what was he, picking some other people who are handsome?
Other handsome guys. he's got a new cosmetic line out. He's talking about cosmetics and moisturizing and how he stays so darn handsome. And Vogue magazine asked him who else he thought were among the most handsome men in the world. And he said that his ultimate pick for handsome guys, Paul Newman, who he says aged gracefully and was a giving, warm, truthful human being. I think I pretty much got to go along with that.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of anybody. Although I did see and I watched an interview online with a young Marlon Brando, back in his day, he was
Steamy.
He was also very...
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see why Stella was so in love with him. Why he would scream out Stella the way that he did.
That was about 150 pounds ago, though.
Yeah, that's very true also. He also, he said, just for present-day people, he threw in his buddy George Clooney.
Of course.
You know, one of the most handsome guys. I read the article several times. I did not see any of our names listed, which is a huge disappointment.
Keep looking.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, James Bond, right?
60 years. Can you believe that? They just had a big ceremony in Hollywood yesterday. Yesterday was the actual anniversary. And the producers of the James Bond series, Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson, were immortalized by having their handprints placed at the famous Hollywood Chinese theater. They also premiered a new featured documentary, which is called The Sound of 007. That is a full-length motion picture featured documentary on the music of the James Bond movies through the years. It's really interesting. I watched about half of it so far. And that is going to be premiering on Amazon Prime on October the 5th. You'll be able to see that documentary. But always good to watch anything James Bond in my book.
Yeah, that sounds good. The music, everything. Oh, and this just in, Dean, apparently there's a new list of the most handsome men, and you're on it. It was created, this list, by Arnold Stang.
Oh,
so congratulations
Arnold
on that.
Stang. Wow.
Now everybody can look, Google right. Arnold
Get
Stang.
Get on your Google today. See who Arnold Stang was.
Thank you.